Hawaii.
For HKX. I'm still here, Daniel.
I'm here now. I was wondering if you could hear me.
Oh, yeah. You're coming in full quieting now.
Let's get into doing tools with Mac.
I was a mechanic for 20 years, and my back was hurting, knees were hurting, shoulders are hurting, just looking for something easier on my body. And I'd had an auto repair shop already, but my business partner took care of that for me, and we'll leave it at that. And I was looking for something I could do on my own and not have to worry about no employees, nothing like that. So that's why I ended up where I'm at with Matco.
So you kind of like your own boss, or how does that work?
I bought the franchise, and I own it. I work for myself. I actually work for Kiever Co. Incorporated.
So do they give you, like, a certain area you can work in, or what?
And then we have a dedicated list of calls. Each shop is a call, and depending on how many mechanics they have in it, that is a headcount. We're allowed 325 to 350 headcount. And like I said, each employee that is an actual mechanic, can't be tire changer, can't be lube tech, can't be car wash guys, and shop owners don't count. So that's how we get to that point.
What now?
6.5 years.
So, do you enjoy it overall?
Yes, I enjoy it overall. There's days that I wonder what I've gotten myself into. But you have that with anything. You just got to learn to work through it and move on.
Tonight, probably around 8:30 when my back and my feet were killing me.
The truck was down. I was having quite a few of those moments when I didn't have a tool truck. Wondering what I was going to do, how I was going to keep things moving. But by the Lord's grace, I kept fighting through, and here I am today.
Yeah. Same for me, because last year, like I said, we were already went into it being a difficult year, and definitely by God's grace, because I have no clue how I made it through last year with losing 95% of our income.
Learn to deal with it. And that's why, you know, people that get out here and get in all this financial trouble, they just don't learn to deal with it. But adults do.
Definitely true. No, I was just curious how you got into it, so that's really interesting. Me and my dad used to rebuild car engines. We had an old Econoline van, of all things, and it had a 351 Windsor in it, and we pulled that thing out and rebuilt it, and I have fond memories of it.
Still in the days when you could work on it. The stuff nowadays is getting harder and harder to work on.
Stupid, drive a 07 Expedition, and yeah, I had transmission problems with it in late 2019, and was trying to get it fixed in January. Yeah, that was just a nightmare.
Can be, especially when you're down on your income already, too.
Wisest decision. I ended up taking it to a car guy that did race car engines, so he was used to working on transmissions already, but I took it to him, and he said, well, you can put a new one in, or you can put a used one in. He was like, I just do a used one. And I was kind of leaning towards that already. But it doesn't ride the same. Part of me feels like I should just try to come up with the extra cash to put a new one in.
Yeah, sometimes you're better off that way. And over the years, I have found trying to get friends and family to help me with this, that, or the other, it just generally don't work out for me. I just bite the bullet and go do it and take care of it. I don't know. It may just be me, but that's been my luck with that.
Same here. It's kind of works out the same way. It's like I can ask somebody else to try to help with it, but then I end up just doing it myself anyways. And I had hoped that this race car guy could have done it, but he did do it, but he didn't put the right oil in, and then end up messing up the transmission. We had to put another transmission in, another used one, and then just like I said, it just doesn't drive like it's supposed to.
That's kind of how I get into stuff, and it ends up being a nightmare, so I pretty much have quit that. I don't look for any favors or anything anymore when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Definitely wise. I'll learn my lesson here soon, hopefully. I think I pretty much have. I pretty much have.
Your wife will remind you.
ain't that the truth?
In there with you, Daniel.
No, she's not. She's at home with the kids. I have three amazing boys, so she's at home with them.
Good deal. At least it made you laugh.
But it sounded like you guys were having an interesting conversation tonight. I could only hear parts of it.
I was talking about helping out the younger guys like me and you and Chad, and all of us learn how to do the proper things and procedures that everybody else does. And then some of the older guys stepping up and actually helping out when they hear us doing something we shouldn't do, just politely say, hey, you might not want to do it that way. This is how we normally do it. This is the reason why and how and so forth. But, you know, be nice about it.
I mean, we don't know what we don't know, so we're learning.
Too much the point of the conversation. They don't know what we don't know, and we don't know how to ask a lot of times, so everybody just be patient with one another and help us learn and grow together.
I was hoping to go to some of these ham meetups and actually learn, and I think for me personally, the outcome didn't come out the way I had hoped. I didn't really feel like I was received well or received at all. Kind of felt like just an outsider coming in. But I was really hoping that I could, you know, pick some of these older guys' brains and, you know, talk to them and get to know them some.
Well, with them, just the same, we got to be patient because, you know, here's somebody new walking in. With everything that's gone on in the past year, 2 years, how much effort do I want to get to know them? Blah, blah, blah. You know how that story goes. And, you know, everybody's trying to learn, and nobody's been around each other for a year and a half at the meeting. So it's everybody's trying to get back into swing of it. So it's going to take a little while. I mean, our society is really messed up right now. We're really divided over a lot of issues and just different things, and we've forgotten how to have a intelligent conversation and take criticism without getting angry about it, and how to offer criticism without being negative about it.
You have a good point. Yeah, I guess, one of the meetings I went to, they talked about how to, you know, get new guys to come in and stuff, and I'm sitting right there, and nobody even came up to try to talk to me, and I got there early and everything, so I was like, okay. I think step one maybe would be greet people, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Overcoming mic fright. You know, sometimes you're just going to have to insert yourself and say, hey, my name's such and such, and just walk up and meet people. For me, that comes fairly easy because that's what I do a lot during the day. You know, I walk up, I introduce myself and start a conversation with somebody and ask them, you know, how they're doing, how, if they need tools or if there's anything I can do to help and so forth. You know, you just got to start building those relationships again.
Me being an introvert coming in to something like this, which sounds weird since I'm in an industry where I have to be, you know, an extrovert. I work really hard to be an extrovert, and so sometimes when I come to, you know, like a meeting or something, I guess the introvert part of me comes instead.
You can come with me and Chad and try to get to some of these meetings and get to know everybody a little bit. And just hang out with us, and we'll ask the stupid questions, and you can learn from it.
I hear you there. I'll probably beat you to the stupid questions, though, because I'm sure I got a ton of them. Half the time, I'm scared to ask the stupid question, but then I think it comes out anyways.
If you don't ask, you can't learn. If you don't make mistakes, you can't learn, and therefore you got to figure it out somehow. I mean, it's just the way life works. I've worked on cars for almost 20 years. I didn't get to the top of my profession by sitting there not doing anything and not making mistakes and not learning from those mistakes and teaching other people not to make the same mistakes I did, sharing the knowledge I had.
Things you've learned with ham radio here lately?
Trying to learn more about antennas. That is where I'm trying to focus on, and I'm also trying to study to get my general license so that I can get on HF more. So that's why I'm interested in antennas and that kind of thing, and the grounding and bonding and everything that comes along with those. But for me, like the meetings, you know, everything down there is great, but there's nothing up here where I'm at. There's a club in Hendersonville, but I can't even hit their repeater from here hardly where I'm at because of the way the mountain ranges are in the way. So I'm having a tough time with beating people up here where I'm at.
We're near Brevard, correct?
Yes, sir. I live right on the Transylvania County, Harrison County line. If you look at a map, I'm within a quarter mile of the county line.
Interested in the antenna thing too, so yeah, I think that's a pretty cool concept to try to master. I've watched a ton of YouTube videos on even building them, but I think sometimes that's what I was talking about. It would be great to talk to some of these older guys who have experience in it, where you can ask some of these questions and try to skip making some of the stupid decisions.
And here's what I learned tonight. I'm bad to say my call sign, and then right there I would have said for ID. Harry over there said that's not the way you should do it. There's no reason for you to say for ID after your call sign, because why else are you putting it out there? I hadn't really thought about it that way. I just heard other people do it on the repeater, so I was following that lead.
I heard somebody else say for ID as well, and by the way, it's KI4DTY. I think I heard Chad say for ID, and so I just recently started saying it because I was like, is that something I need to say?
It's all a learning experience, and there's going to be mistakes made.
That's what I know now.
Got you into photography.
Long story, but back in the 90s, I used to take film photos and just kind of dabbled in it and actually developed my own film. My parents let me turn our laundry room into a black room, and I had started developing my own film. Fast forward, I was doing off-Broadway productions. I was a lead LD lighting director, so I did anything electrical and set design for lighting and blah, blah, blah. And I started doing photography for permanent pictures for whatever production we were doing at the time. And then I traveled for 14 years, 40 to 50 weeks a year, on the road. Wanted to try to settle down, and I went and got a quote-unquote 9-to-5 job. I was actually doing stuff like Michelin and BMW as far as their, promotional material and stuff like that. And then hated it. Started working for a church, and I did all their production work since that's where my talents were. And then I just went through a couple companies and ended up just starting my own company because I got tired of sitting behind a desk.
I mean, it's pretty cool. I've always been interested in photography myself, just never had the opportunity to follow that avenue.
Fun. Most of the time, I think parts of the business I didn't know, and I've had to learn a lot, was obviously, dealing with office-related stuff and trying to stay on top of things when it comes to running your own business and trying to make sure all your T's are dotted and your I's are crossed.
On that one, I have to deal with that where I'm at. And that's why it's just easier for me to pay my accountant every month and let her do it.
CPAs. I found a good CPA not too far from me. And I'm like, whatever you want. Do you want a child? Do you want a car? What do you want?
Last thing I need is trouble with the government.
That's the truth. Yeah, I had a hard, I had the government, so I have a paid CPA who takes care of all that stuff, and the government put a lien on my house, and I had no clue why, and I went to refinance my house, and they're like, well, you can't refinance because you got a lien on it, and I'm like, why do I have a lien on my house? And they're like, well, it's like the government's put a lien on your house. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I talked to my CPA, and she checked it out. She's like, yep. Well, I'm a sole proprietor, so they wanted me to pay unemployment insurance, but I'm the only owner. I'm the owner. I'm the only employee, so I can't file for unemployment.
I'm right there with you. I'm in the same boat. I either work or I don't eat.
So I can't file for unemployment, and they wanted me to pay unemployment. And I was like, why am I paying unemployment? Because if I don't work, I don't eat, and you ain't going to pay me. And so it came down to it. She's like, listen, we've argued with them for 3 weeks now. You're just going to have to pay the unemployment fee. So I was like, fine. So we ended up breaking it up into a couple chunks, but we paid it all. But, yeah, I mean, if I didn't have a CPA, I don't know what I would do.
You still mobile? You got just a little bit of a buzz or hum on your signal now.
I'm kind of like, where Edwards Mill Road is leading up to Wade Hampton. I'm kind of like in that little goalie.
It's not annoying or anything like that. I'm just letting you know that you had something there.
Do you still hear it?
Yep, just ever so faintly.
New rig in my truck, so I don't know if maybe I did something wrong. It runs straight to the battery.
At home and you get in your driveway when you cut the car off, we'll see if the noise goes away because it could be the hum from the alternator.
I'm pulling in right now, so hang on 1 second. I don't know if you can still hear it now.
Yeah, it's still there, so we'll just wait and see when you cut it off.
It's check it now. I just turned the engine off. Do you hear it?
Yep. Something's still there, still buzzing. Or humming.
All right, I turned off my radar detector. Let's see if that's it. Do you still hear now?
Turn off.
I don't know what it is. Maybe you have a... I don't know.
Maybe it's because we've been carrying on the conversation for a little while. Try it again tomorrow and we'll see if it does it or something.
We're down.
Try it again, carry on just a little bit of a conversation.
I'm set to low power. I had changed it to high power while I was kind of going down 25. I wasn't sure if I needed a little bit more. So let's see how it sounds on low power.
It's better.
Just probably got heated up some. But I pulled in. It was an absolute pleasure to talk with you tonight. Let me know if you're in town and you want to meet up and go to one of the meetings or not. We'll go.
Oh, yeah. When is the next meeting? I can't remember. Go ahead, comment.
KX4YM. Brars is meeting on the first Monday of each month, and Greer Amateur Radio Club meets on the second Monday of each month.
They're coming up here pretty soon. Thank you for that information.
You went to the Greer one, so if that's the one you would want to go to, then yeah, just, I think that's, like you were saying, that's the second Monday of September.
Daniel, I think that's the one I want to try to go to, KO4HGX. But I might try going to the Greer Club also and see about it. There's a lot of guys on this repeater that we talked to that are in that club.
Well, we'll talk about it. but, yeah, definitely let me know. I'll try to email you. Maybe we can exchange phone numbers. Or I'll try to find you on Facebook. That way I can get that ham radio thing you were talking about.
Yep, just look up Patrick Kiever. He'll have a picture of my Maco tool truck up there for you to, so you'll know it's me. Roger that.
All right, well, I'm going to get all of this equipment in. I got about 200 pounds worth of equipment I got to get inside, but it was great talking to you, and I will definitely catch you later. I'll be 73 on your last call.
Daniel, have a good evening. Enjoyed the conversation coming down the mountain for you. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s.